The NFL regular season kickoff, yes, 1 month away, September 10th. Today is August 10th. It's Monday. I'm Abe Matcor. This is your morning buzzcast. Let's start with PGA Championship news. I don't know about you. I watched a lot of golf from Harding Park in San Francisco. I thought it looked great. Colin Morikawa won the 102nd PGA Championship. He shot a final round, 6 under par 64. It's only his second appearance at a major championship. He became the third youngest winner of the PGA Championship. Only Jack Nicklaus and Rory McIlroy were younger. A little bit about Morikawa, LA guy. He went to Cal Berkeley, about 20 minutes from Harding Park, a four-time All-American. He turned professional just last year, but boy, did he light it up down the stretch. Meanwhile, another person who lit it up and who has a pretty good future, Phil Mickelson. He dominated the news cycle on Saturday afternoon when he joined Jim Nance and Nick Faldo in the CBS booth after the third round. He spent about an hour on the broadcast. He was on point. A lot of fun point of view, a lot of fun repartee between Faldo and Nance and Mickelson. Yes, it's safe to say Phil Mickelson has a future in the booth. You know what else I loved? I don't know about you, but for other deadheads out there, I thought hearing a little estimated profit going into a break yesterday during the fourth round on CBS was perfect. Remember, yesterday, August 9th, the 25th anniversary of the death of Jerry Garcia. Of course, the dead have major, major roots in San Francisco. So to hear CBS incorporate dead songs throughout the broadcast made this person very, very happy. And for you younger listeners of the Buzzcast who maybe aren't familiar with the Grateful Dead, let me just say, go get introduced. I want to shift to college sports because this is setting up to be a very, very pivotal week, maybe in the history of college athletics. Last night, on Sunday night, a dozen college football players from all five major conferences came together, created a joint statement about their return to play needs for the 2020 season. They want a fair and safe environment for student athletes. They want health and safety protocols. They also laid out their intentions to form a college football players association in the future. They said that players should have the chance to opt out of the upcoming football season, and they should be guaranteed another year of eligibility whether they play this season or not. This comes after the Pac-12's We Are United Players movement sent a scathing letter Friday night after their call with Pac-12 leaders on Thursday. They said that the Pac-12 league officials were not taking the matter seriously. They expressed really major disappointment in their call with the Pac-12. They cited Pac-12 Commissioner Larry Scott as being unprepared and unwilling to meet with them again. Overall, not a very good weekend for the Pac-12. Meanwhile, let's shift to the administrative side because Power 5 conference commissioners, according to ESPN, held an emergency meeting yesterday, and there's growing concern about whether they can continue with the upcoming football season and other fall sports. No major decisions were made, but the commissioners reportedly talked about trying to collaborate if their respective presidents decide to cancel or postpone fall sports. What does that mean? Well, it means that we've been hearing this undercurrent of all the conferences really working independently. They said they were meeting regularly. They said they were talking almost daily, but really each individual conference has made their own individual decision. That's frustrated a lot of people in the collegiate space. Maybe now the commissioners are hoping to work together. And remember, this really all started on Saturday when the MAC announced that they were postponing fall sports until the spring. After that, Power 5 ADs, major executives around sports, especially college sports, just saw that as the first sign and the first domino to fall. As CBS Sports' Dennis Dodd wrote yesterday, a cancellation of the 2020 college football season is unavoidable, he wrote. I anticipate major news, even starting as early as today, Monday, on the future of this season around all college sports. Shifting to the NBA, I thought ESPN's Adrian Wojnarowski had an interesting piece over the weekend. He said the league is telling teams the priority for next season, the 2021 season, is playing 82 games and playing as often as possible with fans in the seats. The league has told teams to remain focused on starting around December 1st, but that could be pushed back depending on the state of society. There's some speculation the NBA could be targeting holding opening night around Martin Luther King Day, January 18th. That is a consideration. Wojnarowski also said February and March to start the season are also under consideration. What does that speak to? It speaks to team executives really wanting to push back as long as possible in order to get fans in the stands. I've talked to a number of NBA team presidents, and they are adamant. They will wait and wait and wait if they can try to get some semblance of a live gate and fans in the stands. Very important to all of them. I want to also give a personal tip of the hat to the Toronto Raptors. Friday night, their players walked out on the court in Orlando, continuing the social messaging with shirts wearing, quote, because of you, end quote. And that was an organizational tribute to Wayne Embry, who was the NBA's first black general manager, first black team president. And SBJ honored Wayne Embry as a champion in sports business in 2014. I was fortunate to spend some time around him, and I will just say, an incredible man, an incredible pioneer, an incredible leader and paragon of truth and justice. I am a big, big Wayne Embry fan, as are many people in the world of the NBA and in professional sports. Again, if you're not familiar with the story of Wayne Embry, go back and read our profile in 2014, and you will learn a great deal about an extraordinary man. And finally, I'll end the way we started. Yes, opening night, NFL regular season slated for September 10th, 1 month from tonight. In his Football Morning in America weekly column, Peter King wrote, he's optimistic, at least for the season, to kick off. So some things to think about on this Monday, August 10th. That is your morning buzzcast. I'm Abe Madcore. Have a great start of your week. Be healthy. Be good to each other. I'll talk to you tomorrow.